Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. It's been fun. Can you imagine coming to a planet, being put on here and seeing all this shit that's going on? This is what it is, basically. It's all bullshit. It's on levels that, on a level and on a sophistication that is so far beyond our realm of thinking that it almost seems like a fantasy, that this could not happen. This could not be real or realistic in a normal situation. You know? And we have to define today what's normal. What does normal mean today? You know, what does that really mean today? See, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, normal meant man, woman get together, form families, have marriages, have families, kids grow up, go to university, get jobs, and reproduce the same effect that their parents had, except they would be more influential, more successful, and in a better positions than their parents were. That was considered normal. Today, this is what normal is. This is, in our realm today, this is what normal is. Normal is being stupid. That is normal today. Being so stupid that you couldn't tie your shoe with Velcro. Being normal today means to being afflicted with frequencies from all ranges and angles, being loaded with nanobiological programming that can be again accessed and utilized from almost anywhere really. Having cell towers that cover a country from pillar to post, which emit all kinds of frequencies and whatever. Eating genetically engineered foods that have bio warfare in them, causing, again, DNA strand breakage, and genetic code, and so forth. Being hit with frequencies that again can affect the mitochondria, destroying it as a result of the hydrogen, superconductive effect of the hydrogen molecules in your water. being normal today means not knowing who or what you are on your sexual orientation, not knowing what your reproductive organs are for, nor understanding who you are, what you are in any way, shape, or fashion. That's normal today. Normal today is creating distortions and deceptions and acting as if those were the truth, or those were the foundation, or those were the core. Being normal today means being corrupted by bad programming or being reprogrammed by corrupt people. That's normal. See, like I said, we have to define what that means today to be normal. Now, before I go on, I want to talk about Chinese people. We'll talk about the Chinese, and we'll talk about the Japanese, the Korean, South and North, Thailand, Hong Kong, anybody of Asian persuasion. I saw a video that alarmed me, that really alarmed me, that somebody had shouted some obscenities toward Asians because they might be carrying a disease. Leave the Asians alone. They are already being effed with this experimentation and exploitation. And if anybody had paid attention and has been paying attention, which most don't, that's also normal today, not paying attention. The majority of the people that have been hit and afflicted with this issue that's going on, this 6G targeting, because that's what I'm going to call it from now on, it's not a coronavirus, but a 6G targeting event, a 6G experiment to target people, a 6G assault by inducing a nano program of some kind, either through the food supply or through an injection, because they want you all injected because Bill Gates wants you to have those shots, and now they're going to scare the hell out of most of you, which that's normal too, because nobody thinks. So as a result of not thinking, you respond with fear. You know, the biblical reference comes to my mind. My people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of wisdom. Those are two biblical proverbs in the Bible, which stands to affect everybody, including the believers. You're dying because of your stupidity, and you're being misled because of your stupidity. So don't assault Asian people because you're bloody stupid. Okay? They are the ones being the experiment. You're next. You're next, and I'll tell you why you're next. For the same reason they targeted them, they trusted. They believed in a system that was going to look after them. And instead, the system betrayed them and hijacked them and used them as pawns in an experiment. Guess what? Welcome to the Western Hemisphere. Welcome to the European Hemisphere. You're next. Okay, you're next. I expect the next assault. This is, again, just based on something I heard today. But I think India is going to be the next target. I'm not sure. Again, it's not a set in stone thing. And again, it's a guess, it's a hypothesis, it's a speculation. But it seems to me that they have afflicted the Asian people with this disease primarily because, hey, who's going to miss, even if you lost 100 million people, who's going to miss them in Asia? Who's going to miss them in China? India, from what somebody told me today, was 1.7 billion. They even have more people than the Chinese. So that stands the reason that they may be the next one on the list to get hit. I just, again, based on just certain things that I'm aware of, and again, I could be wrong, and I'm not trying to say this to scare the East Indians. I'm more or less saying this, be prepared, just in case it is you. Now, those of us in the West who get privy to a lot of information, we need to dissect and interpret the information correctly. Now, a couple days ago, I showed on a video where a guy, an Asian fellow, a big fellow, was running. And he looked like he was running from something. Looked like he was afraid of something, and he was running, trying to find cover. And they popped him. And he kind of sunk right to the ground. That is not a virus. Let me try to present to you a virus so that you may grasp and understand this. Those of you who are awake know what I'm talking about. Those of you who are listening for the first time or for any time will now understand what it means to be hit with a virus. When you get hit with a virus, you are incapacitated. You have no strength, no power, nothing. You're laying there almost immobile. It hurts just to open your eyes. You can barely function. A lot of us have been hit with the flu, right? This is why he runs to get their flu shot. Get your flu shot, because the flu shot has programming in it where they can now turn on a flu. See, this is the thing that people don't get about these vaccines. If I want to take you out, if I want to assault you, without firing a shot, without firing a bullet, and I infect, the word is correct, infect a population with vaccines, putting in these vaccines, programming subroutines, so that if I decide to hit you with a flu, all of a sudden, I turn on the dial, activate the frequency, activating the program that I just injected you with, that has now infected you, and now the program is on, and now you have a problem. You're now sick with whatever flu I have decided to afflict you with, because I now have access to about 30 different flus, and I just happen to have that program running inside of you, which I can now turn on with the point of a button, and now you're infected. Now you have AIDS. You have acquired an immune deficiency syndrome. I'm just using the word because it's not a sexually transmitted disease. It's probably a frequency transmitted assault is what it sounds like. When these things go on and you see people just crumple, collapse. Have you ever known the flu or virus to actually affect you this fast? It takes a couple of days and you're not right in the head. You feel nauseous, you feel a little weak, you go lay down, you have a little soup, whatever, and you sleep it off. That's a normal pathology, perhaps, and that might not be accurate either. We have to reevaluate everything because nothing we've been taught is true, and most what we've been taught is bullshit. I just heard somebody today tell me that they gave my show to somebody and they couldn't handle the language. Seriously? This is for those of you who hear this and hear me speak strongly. If you can't handle a term like bullshit or other terms, seriously, you're dead already. Because if you're that frail, where you can't hear these terms, the terminology, and this offends you, then when they turn on, whatever they have infected you with, you're dead already. You just haven't fallen down yet. That's all of us, essentially. So, you know, unless you're right with your maker and you feel that you can stand before him, give him an account, hey, carry on. I'm just pointing this out so that people who might have an issue with strong language, I'm not here to coddle you. I'm not here to breastfeed you. I'm not here to pacify you or stroke your ego. That's what you're looking for. There's a lot of other gurus out there that will do this, that will pacify you, give you their nipples for you to breastfeed on. They will coddle you. They will do all kinds of bullshit to you because they're interested in your money, not you. They don't give a shit about you. That's an illusion. So, if that's what you want, go find that channel. I will spare you the truth, because I'm just going to tell you the way it is, how I see it, as I see it, and as it's appropriately needed to be said, because most of you are so asleep that you need a good wake-up shake. So I'm putting that in there as well, so it's fair warning. Maybe I should put a warning on my shows. Strong language is going to be used. If you can't handle it, be prepared to die. Or something like that, anyway. Be prepared to die. Leave the Chinese alone. Don't point fingers at them. Don't say, oh, you got you diseased bastard, you diseased asshole, you diseased. They are not diseased. They have been integrated with a technology that they are now turning on anywhere in the world to test it. This is 6G, people. This is 6G. I've been telling you about this for over a year and a half. 5G is a done deal. You'll see that in the bottom of my pod, that they say already 5G is already accomplished. What we're seeing is 6G. This is 6G technology. And we better start thinking in terms of how are we going to defend ourselves against 6G. Well, one of the things you can do is avoid the vaccination, because if you get vaccinated, guess what? You're FUBARed. End the story. FUBARed. And if you don't know what that means, go talk to somebody that's been in the military. They'll explain it to you. We are in a war. We are in a war. Okay? You are being violated. You are being literally castrated if you're a male. You know, they are basically shutting down any kind of testosterone production. They're turning men into, I don't know what they're turning men into, quite frankly. I don't have a description for it, but it's pathetic. We need to understand that in this realm, your brain is going to be your best weapon, and your defiance is going to actually serve you and save you. Capitulating with this technology, all is going to do is put you in the box faster. The interesting thing about some people and their ideas, I was talking to another fellow, and we were talking about turning the cheek and the actual meaning of that terminology. And I was kiddingly him, saying that, yeah, I'm a firm believer in turning the other cheek as long as it's the other person's. And he laughed. He says, well, it's kind of like that. He said, initially, turning the other cheek was for believers to be more forgiving to other fellow believers, because quite frankly, none of us are without flaw. Perfection means we're fully mature. None of us have reached that level. We're far, far, far from that. So, when we do things that may seem to be out of tune or out of line, we turn the cheek. In other words, we let that one go. We let one go. Second one, we may say something. And the other, and that's what he was saying. The first one, we let go. The second one, we deal with. And I thought, well, that, you know, I can appreciate that one. That makes sense to me. I don't believe in, You know, he was saying that the church has pacified the men in it to a point where they have become incapacitated, and I have a tendency to agree. You know, I do believe that we should have mercy and compassion. I'm all for being merciful and compassionate. I really am. But when something is wrong and something is just plain full of shit, we need to stand up and say, you know what? We're not having any part of this. We're not going to be a part of any of this bullshit, and hold your ground. Now, mind you, it's going to cost you. It will always cost you. Anytime he wants to say he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Anytime you take a stand on the truth, you are going to pay a price. That is a given. And I don't care if you believe in God or not. You stand up for the truth. You stand up for what is right. And there are going to be consequences coming your way, because they do not like opposition. That is fact. But if you don't stand up and you don't oppose what's wrong, then what you wind up with is the system and society that we have today that is just completely corrupt to the core, full of shit, and is now basically running amok. Running amok, doing whatever it wants to do, because there is no opposition. 50, 60 years ago, if some of the things were being done today, back then, they would have killed those people today. They'd have killed these politicians, every one of them. They'd have taken them out to the back 40, and they would have showed them how to get to the pearly gates, and then let God deal with them. That's the way it was back then, you know. And now we have become mellowed out. I think on some level, being mellow is not a bad thing either, but not when it comes to accepting bullshit. Vaccinations, you just run to it because it's easier. Really? Your child is the one going to suffer the consequences by being integrated into a machine, and it will be your fault for putting him in that position or her in that position. As parents, we've been given the sole responsibility in representing God as a parent to our children, to give them characteristics that are of God. You look at the Old Testament, we look at the Hebrews and how God protected them and tried to protect them, but they kept on saying, no, we don't need your protection, God. But you look at it historically, God was, like you said, he was a jealous God. He was very jealous of his people. He wanted to make sure they had the best that they could in this shithole. We should have the same attitude toward our offspring. After all, they do belong to him anyway. They basically were put in our charge to look after and take care of. So when it comes to things that we need to take a stand on, has to be done. I know for some of you it's a hard thing to do. I get it. You've been programmed, and that programming has to be broken, you know, and that's the only way. It's the only thing that you got to start looking at. Once you get to the truth about anything and you stick with it, the truth will set you free. It will lead you to freedom some way up the way there. I mean, in the process of that guidance to freedom, you'll begin to shed all the tethers, all the things that have ever bound you to this, to the ideals and the concepts of this planet, the lies and the misconceptions and the pseudo truths that have been perpetrated, and you know how you don't see things now, and how you come to accept, for instance, the medical field. The medical field, it's the joke of the century. It is the joke of the century. And then these gurus that work with them through as proxy in the health industry. These are the joke of the century. What have they cured? What have they cured? You notice something? Now, this is something, another observation that I have made, and I'm going to share with you. So maybe you might think, maybe he's got a point. Maybe he's just a dumbass. Who knows? However, way you look at it. But you notice that every time the medical field gets involved, infectious diseases rise. Have you noticed that? Every time they infect people with these injections, these vaccinations, have you noticed that the infections rise? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that autism starts to rise? Have you ever noticed that mutations in children start to rise? Have you noticed this? Have you noticed that when the medical field gets involved, villages die, completely wiped out? Have you noticed that? Doesn't that make you wonder? Could the medical field be a biological weapon? Just a concept there, just a thought. Some of them might say, well, you know, we've had the medical field and life expectancy increased. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is this. Did life expectancy actually increase because the medical field got involved? Did they cure anything to increase or improve the odds of living longer in that time frame? The answer will be no. Was the environment a lot cleaner back in the days? And was the food supply a lot healthier back in the day? And was the food supply a non-genetically modified food or non-genetically engineered food back in the day? The answer would be yes. Notice the difference? Can you see? Can you get the picture? Can you dig it? 50s and 60s, people were living a long time because they didn't have genetically modified foods. They didn't have genetically engineered foods. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have towers. They didn't have the doctors trying to shove vaccines up their ass. But they did have long life. I'm not saying they didn't have problems. They did have problems. But they did live a long life, relatively problem-free by comparison. I remember as kids growing up, we're outside playing baseball all day long, eating just the food that we had given to us without vitamins and without supplements and without all these things, which today we need to take because the food today doesn't have anything in it. And I didn't go see the doctors when I was younger. I never got sick when I was a kid going to school. Matter of fact, almost up until what? It's my senior year. I think all the way through high school, all the way through elementary school. I never got sick. I didn't go to the doctor either. See how I dodged that bullet? I didn't go to the doctor. I was healthy. I still don't go to the doctor. And every time I have gotten to see one, none of them know what they're doing. The last time I seen a doctor was probably, what, about maybe 8-9 years ago with that, when I had food poisoning. And if one doc, and they took 3 vials of blood out of me, and then they woke me up at 3 in the morning and asked me what's wrong with me. I was like, what? You took 3 vials of blood out of me and you're asking me this question? You should be telling me. You took the blood. Then they took another 3 vials of blood out of me, and another doctor at 7 o'clock in the morning didn't go, hey, buddy, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. What's wrong with you? And at that point, the Mediterranean guy came out. I couldn't lock him up anymore. He couldn't, you know, that's it. Broke through. Because I didn't tell him I was a herbalist. I didn't tell him I was anybody. I just said, you know, did you check for a C-reactive protein just to make sure it didn't have an anomaly, some kind of inflammatory biomarker there? Did you check for, you know, homocysteine levels? Maybe I had some excess homocysteine. Did you check for anomalous proteins? Maybe I got bit by his eyeballs are popping out of his skull. And he said, no. I said, well, what the hell did you test for? He said, drugs. So if you didn't see him in the first 3 vials, are you going to see him in the second 3 vials? I mean, the bullshit is unbelievable. I got out of there before they killed me. We're dealing with an incompetence on a level that is beyond, again, comprehension. And when we're looking at even the gurus today, when a guru goes into PubMed and publishes the PubMed reports and is using them as some kind of factual information, you need to question what you're reading, especially in PubMed. Because a lot of those PubMed studies are not at all accurate. In fact, they're contradictory. So when somebody is publishing a bunch of PubMed documentation, selling them as an information guide or book compilation, perhaps, maybe, you need to question, does this guy really know anything? if you read these PubMed studies yourself, you'll see so many contradictory and so many things in there that if you read the studies and you begin to understand that the studies only worked when they were in a specific environment, no other environment, then you begin to realize that some of those studies are at best dubious. Now you can look at some of those studies and maybe get some ideas and maybe try some of those studies to see if some of those things actually do work, but they have to be tested. When you get another guy out there that's pumping all kinds of products that can cause endangering the male testosterone, feminizing the masculinity of the men, you have to question, is this guy really legit? If they're selling any kind of soy protein, pea protein, rice protein, and they're pumping this as a protein for bodybuilders and for men, the men better pay attention, because before you know it, you'll have a wiggle in your jiggle and you may even grow some high beams up above. These are not gurus you want to really pay attention to. If anybody today is advocating soy protein as a safe protein or fermented soy isn't so bad, seriously, these guys have already become feminized. They're la femme, what they are. That's all they are. La femme. They're not there to help you. They're there to sell you product to make you money. And I'm pointing all this out to you so that I want you to think. God gave you eyes to see, so see what's really there. Analyze it. Look at all the different studies on just soy. There's such a controversy. One study says it causes cancer. Another one says it cures cancer. You think perhaps somebody muddied the water on that one? Or perhaps, just perhaps, the soy studies that are proposing as a proponent of health might have been endorsed by those people who are growing and selling soy? Did it ever occur to any of you that this might have some interest with people that are involved? Just a concept. You know what? In the last 10 years, we've been hearing how saturated fats is great for you, coconut oil is good for you, butter is good for you, all the saturated, eating animal fats, blah, blah, blah. Now you're hearing all these goofy guru doctors saying, oh no, now we found out that eating this can cause this and eating that can cause that, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself, who's going to gain here? I haven't eaten saturated fats for probably over 40 or 50 years. You know what? I have a cholesterol drink every morning with my cholesterol combination. And you know what? I haven't felt more. And I'm in my sixth decade on this shithole, and I'm putting in a 19-hour day, okay, at my age. And I only eat one other meal a day, usually. Sometimes I might snack on something, but usually one meal a day plus my cholesterol drink. That's it. And I'm good to go all day long. All night long. There's a song about that, but anyway. And it's because of the fat in the diet. And fat is such a key player. So when I hear these morons come out here and start advocating the dangers of saturated fat, I have to, in my mind, think, somebody, please tell me that you're seeing through the bullshit. It's the same doctors that were advocating saturated fat as the panacea and the do-all and be-all and how it's helped people with Alzheimer's and people with autism and people with Parkinson's, and it's helped people with cellular decay, and it's helped people with their genetics, and it's helped people with their DNA, it's helped people with their hormones, it's helped people with their visual, and it's helped people with their respiratory, it's helped people, get stronger by combining with protein. All of a sudden now we're saying, oh no, it's a bad thing, oh no, are you seeing through the bullshit? Or are you just being a gullible, programmed drone? Oh, I gotta quit eating butter. It's no good no more. Are you just following the program? Are you just watching the show and not and being hypnotized by the message and not paying attention to what's being said and not challenging what is being said? How is it for the last 10 or 15 years, saturated fats have been the greatest thing under the sun, all of a sudden is a problem? They should have never been taken away from our diet in the first place. And they gave us this plasticizer, this margarine. Again, another assault on our life expectancies. And then they threw in this crap, these omega-3 fish oils, which are all rancid. All rancid. You're not going to get a benefit from a rancid oil. I am sorry. Anybody tell you that, oh, they've seen this and seen that, I have to question the results. I will say this. You give a child an egg every day. You give them cream every day. And you watch their brains and how they function. Okay, there you will see that there's no malfunction at the junction. Their brain is up and running. They got brain. They're good. They got spunk. They got spice. They're right. You know, yippee-i-yo, get up and go. I mean, they're there. Give a child some meat. Watch the difference. And give some kids some tofu. With the tofu kids sitting there all duh. Give a child some meat, that kid, you can't keep up with that kid. That little bit of protein, that kid's gone. Well, you see smoke under his shoes or her shoes. You know, that's stupid. And then I hear that, oh, but I don't want to eat meat. Oh, meat. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, are you kidding me? When I see these gurus talk about not eating meat, they're coming from India or where the hell they're coming from. You know what? They're impoverished. And when I see a guru coming from India and he's better dressed than some of the people in his country, then I know it's a con. That man is making money. And he's telling you not to eat meat because more for him. Oh yeah, don't eat the meat. No, leave that alone. Go have some tofu. Eat your rice. Eat your curry. Meat's for me. Pay attention, you know. We are like I said, the game of deception and misguidance is on full on. And the theatrics that we're seeing today, again, is full on. We are not seeing what we should be seeing. Or I shouldn't say that. We are seeing what we should be seeing, but we need to interpret exactly what we're seeing. We've been so conditioned to accept whatever is thrown our way that we have forgotten how to think. We have forgotten how to look at what we should be looking at. We've forgotten how to be analytical. We forgot how to be critical. You know, when you get these people coming out here talking their horse hockey, you know, in regarding to what they're advocating and what they're propagating, you got to ask yourself the question, who's paying these people? I mean, how do some of these people get up here on major networks and are able to convey these messages? Like, who is paying them? You know, I go all over the place and I do speaking engagements as well, but I don't go that often. I mean, sometimes I was. But a lot of times it was coming out of my pocket because there was not enough support for me to go there, but I felt it was important enough for me to reach to wherever I had to reach to get to wherever I had to go. And then sometimes there was the compensation that was there, but it wasn't, again, it was just enough to cover the cost, which is okay, and that's okay too. I'm not, wasn't worried about that. When you get somebody on a major platform, where is the money coming from? Who's giving the money? We know Bill Gates is a big contributor to the vaccine program. That's why they're advocating and pushing it. They got all this marketing bullshit because they got all this money from Microsoft. Now, really, if we want to put a big ding in this game that they're playing, everybody just should quit buying Microsoft products. You know, don't buy Microsoft anymore. And put a ding in their wallet. See, their God, it's written on the paper dollar bill, in God we trust. Well, what it's not really depicting there is what their God is. Their God is that piece of paper. That God is their God is that money, that artistic, you know, Illuminati piece of paper that they got. That's their God. And if they don't get enough of that, you know, of their God, if you will, whatever, their idol or their entity, whatever bullshit you want to call it, guess what? They start to quiver. Because that's an indicator that they don't have control of you anymore, because you're not distributing your dollar to their cause. See, when you spend money on any level to any of these organizations or institutions out there, and you start forwarding your dollar to these people that whose God is on that piece of paper, okay, then that means that they have you. They've got you. They've got control of you. They've got control of your mind. And the more you contribute, the more control they have over you. That's the way it goes. When you quit supporting them and you quit giving to them and start using your money for your means that you need to get prepared for what's coming down the pipe, or you start supporting real people doing real things, telling you the truth, then you'll see them change their mind. They may even attack whoever you are supporting just to get your support back. That's how crazy is the sound. The competition and the competitiveness of this vying for your dollar is about vying for your for control. Nestle puts out a huge ad campaign to sell you their garbage. And so when you start supporting the Nestle's brand, you're, again, they have control. They've got you. Now, their whole bottom line is the bottom line of what they earn. Same thing with technology. Technology, it's even more volatile, more hostile, because it's more competitive. So if Microsoft wasn't being supported and other platforms were, guess what? Microsoft won't have the power. If you've taken away their God, because their God is their power. When you take away their power, they can no longer infect mankind. That's how it works. That's how it really works. And again, once you understand that that power is coming from that God, and you got their God in your hand, wow, imagine the power you have over them. Imagine the power you have over them. They'll kiss your ass every which way but loose in order to get that power from you. They want you to surrender their God back to them. The way it is, that's how the game is played. And the more you wake up to this reality, the more then you'll start realizing that the money that you should be spending your money on will change. You will no longer waste your money with groups and corporations and institutions that are working against you to harm you with genetically engineered nano-programmed compositions that they want to inject into your body, or they want you to swallow into in a pill, or they want you to swallow in a solution. You'll no longer be able to fire a frequency and again take you down or take you out. I'm of the mindset, after doing this research on environmental nanoparticles or engineered nanoparticles, because they're all engineered, that our health issues, going all the way back to the 60s, is all directly tied to this. All the cancers, all the autoimmune disorders, all the skin issues, all the joint issues, all the muscle issues, all the cellular issues, all the brain issues. I don't know how many studies are out there on particulates and pollutants affecting the brain can contribute to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. When I look at somebody with Parkinson's, what I see is a person having a shorted out brain. And they talk about this amyloid protein. The amyloid protein that's there is a direct result of, again, of a genetic change in the brain, indicating that there's something that's in the brain that shouldn't be there. And is now, it may have adhered to the brain, or maybe it's causing the problem. Sometimes a simple chelation procedure is enough to clear that up. Sometimes taking a nootropic is enough to clear it up. Sometimes using something as simple as a saturated fat might be enough to clear it up. Because see, the fats collect these particulates in the body and then remove them. That's why vitamin E was such a profound go-to back in the 70s and 80s with people who had brain issues like autism and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and dementia issues. Because vitamin E seemed to have had some curtailing effect on the affliction in the head. There's other things you can use like B3, vitamin E, wheat germ oil, again, different nootropics, sunflower lecithin. There's a variety of things you can do to help reorientate the brain. But the one thing you gotta do is you gotta stop loading the brain up with toxic material. And that means quit eating all your breads, all your grains, all your pastas. This shit's loaded with the nano. Even the vegetables that you're consuming today and your berries and all these other, they're loaded with this nano. Guy, a buddy of mine from Switzerland or Sweden, I keep forgetting, in Europe. We're talking last night, and he was saying he talked to a biologist, and the biologist said they didn't see that nanoparticles could be dangerous because we have them in our body anyway. When you talk to a biologist like this, you might want to ask them, where did you go to school? You might want to get a refund. They have absolutely no concept of nanopoisoning. Zero. They have no concept of any kind of nanobiology or nanogenetics either. These guys are so out of touch with reality, it's not even funny. Because if you ask them anything about the nano, they can't give you anything but a gruff response. That shows that they are ignorant and you've got them on the run. Someone else told me today that we are having more and more people now starting to talk in regarding to nanopoisoning, engineered nanoparticles, environmental nanoparticles. There's another one there, where manufactured nanoparticles. Did you know in the beginning they were actually growing nanoparticles? They're again putting into the genome of the plant to start manufacturing nanoparticles in the plant. Did you know that? They're manufacturing gold nanoparticles, silver nanoparticles, all kinds of different metallic nanoparticles. They were growing them because they were telling the plant to extract the minerals out of the earth and to manufacture these nanoparticles. Initially, that's how they were manufactured. And did you know none of the nanoparticles are exactly alike? They have different shapes, different sizes, and different contortions. This is why you cannot lock on them with a spooky or a right, and all you're doing is activating a program sequence for the morphology of these things to change and do something else. What the ripens and the spooky may do, is it may affect the biofilm, but that's it. Anybody who's still propagating these machines and these devices is out to lunch. I've seen somebody die using one of those stupid things, so I'm really not gung-ho on the whole idea. And there's no way they can validate that this is actually doing anything other than through some form of supposition. You know, they can. When we're dealing with frequencies, we have to be careful that we don't activate something we're trying to deactivate. And if you don't understand the nature of nano and the nanopoisoning and how they operate, then firing a gun at something that may be bulletproof is not a good idea. All you're going to do is create a reaction that might not be too favorable for you. And that's what a lot of them are doing. Okay, and I've had people write to me after they've heard some of my shows or whatever. Oh no, I've used the spooky. Oh, and their conditions have gotten worse. They tell me that after they didn't use these devices, that the thing got actually worse, not better. Because it's the wrong way of doing it. Until everybody gets caught up and understands that we're dealing with an AI-operated system, a programmable material that can now change and defend itself, can replicate, repair, the symbol forming networks throughout your body. And anytime you charge them up, they can actually accelerate that morphology, the capacity to expand the further network in the system. Once you understand that, then you're very careful what you're going to use. Unless you can put them to sleep, and you're not going to do it by finding their frequencies, because you're never going to find that frequency, because there's just way too many that it can adapt to. You hit it with one, it changes to something else. Not an impossibility to deal with it, but you have to understand what you're dealing with. This is why I'm pointing this out, so you don't get sucked into some of these crazy devices. You know, everybody contacts me on an email saying, oh, I saw this little dinky thing that you can put on your, and it blocks frequencies. Does that really work? I have to shake my head sometimes when I hear stuff like that. I get the fact that, again, lack of understanding. But now let's take just one little wee second. Just one little wee second. You got one device that's modulating at one other frequencies, high or low. We're being hit with over 1,000 different frequencies every day. You think one little chip is going to block all those frequencies? If that's the case, how is the cell phone still working? Like I said, apply some gray matter. See things as they are. You know, don't buy into something because they tell you, oh, it's going to do this and going to do that. I talked to a guy that worked for frequencies on these devices, and he said that they don't. Number one, they only cover an area maybe 1 to 2 inches circumference around them. That's it. Number two, he says, because you got so many different frequencies, if the frequency comes in, it's on a different bandwidth, then these things can block, you got nothing. He says most of these things don't do anything except make a person's wallet lighter, and I agree. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Okay. Yeah, I'm pointing these things out tonight, like I said, so that everyone has an idea and what is going on. All right, I'm going to talk. The other night I gave a formula. So tonight I'm going to repeat the formula, and I'm going to actually post it on the Podbean so you can actually copy this, because I don't know how many people sent me an email and I thought I printed it up, but I guess I didn't. All right. The formula I talked about the other night was using 8 cloves of garlic, 8 plus cloves. You can use a whole bulb of garlic. Use about 8. Now, if it's too strong, use a little less. But the idea is start off with about 8. Add to a 4-ounce container or a blender. Add about 4 ounces of plain vinegar. Do not use apple cider vinegar. It's loaded with nanometals. You can use an apple cider vinegar if it's been distilled, filtered out. You don't want nothing nano in it. I'm going to talk about something else too. Anyway, add copper chloride, 1 dropper. Zinc chloride, 1 dropper. We show you how to make this on the YouTube channel. Go and watch them. Add essential oils. Now, these are suggestions. You can tinker with the oils that you want to use. But I use sometimes rosemary, thyme, fir, cedar, which is tuja, savory, oregano, etc. Use 1 to 2 drops of each oil. Like, don't put a whole lot in there. Only if you put that many oils, 1 drop should be sufficient. I also added a selenium liposome that I made, where I took selenium methionine and liposomed it in a sunflower lecithin. Basically, I used a 1 28-mil dropper full of that. Add black pepper and sea salt. Lid the container with blades or lid your blender. Blend till smooth. Blend it till you got a nice, beautiful, smooth pate. When this is done, put in a glass container, not plastic. Do not put this in plastic. It will leach the plastic. This stuff is strong enough to burn the hairs off your backside. This is how strong this is. Use 1/5 of a teaspoon. 1/5. In other words, divide your teaspoon into 5 equal parts. And at the very tip of the teaspoon, that's all you use of this stuff. This stuff is hot. You can also add this to any of your animal proteins that you're cooking with. For instance, let's say you're cooking or warming up a chicken or egg. Put a little bit on there while you're cooking it so that it will absorb and help neutralize some of the toxins in there. The chlorides will react with the acetic acid, producing the hydrochloric acid. If you're sick, use this every 3 hours and add 2 grams of vitamin C with it. Now, forewarning you again, this thing is hot. When you take it, it's extremely hot. Part of it is because there is that hydrochloric acid conversion. If it's too much, use either some cream, some yogurt, or some kind of dairy product to neutralize the heat. Do not drink water. Water will make it hotter. Use a base, or you can even use a calcium carbonate, a calcium citrate, or just a straight calcium of some kind, and it will again neutralize any of the heat as a result of the acid. Okay, and in here and below that, I'll give you a little bit of a breakdown. The garlic has two forms of cysteine and converts to glutathione directly. It goes from cysteine to glutathione. Don't buy glutathione. Glutathione is a waste of money. I don't know why anybody even promotes that. Cysteine goes directly from cysteine to glutathione, so you're going to get more of it anyway. Zinc and copper produce SOD, superoxide dismutase, and that supports the glutathione levels even more. The chloride is mixed with the acetic acid, forming hydrochloric acid, so this is going to allow for even better digestion. The essential oils are all also a biocidal, in other words, they'll deal with all kinds of different conditions, viral, bacterial, mold, whatever. Algae, this will be hotter than blazes, so if you feel the heat and it overwhelms, then use a dairy product or a calcium supplement to negate the heat. Do not use water. Apply on foods when cooking. This will all be here, and this will last in the fridge for quite some time. Chances are it probably won't last a week there because most of you will have gone through it. This will make a difference in protecting you and boosting your immune system. Now, as far as viruses are concerned, any virus that's out there today can take you out. I don't care what you do, what you take, it can take you out. If it somehow bypasses and attaches itself to some bacteria in your body, it will then immediately start to assault your system. Taking things like I just showed you here can help your system fight off any infection. Just because you take these things doesn't mean you cannot get infected. Infection is not the end of the world either. Unless it's been genetically engineered, nano-engineered, to induce a program once it's activated, it will pass. If it has been modified with some kind of nanobiotech, you're in for a fight of your life. Then you gotta deactivate that program. You gotta hit yourself with some kind of a pulse electromagnetic field or a EMP of some kind in order to disengage the program's operating system from engaging when the frequencies hit it. Because if you wipe the slate clean, if you erase the program, it can then be hit with whatever and it's not going to work. This is why I'm giving you the information. If you go on the BitChute, I'm showing you a lot of different things that you can use, like a bucket and a triangle that do produce a pulse electromagnetic field or an EMP. So if you feel something coming on and you got a triangle, put it on your belly and pulse yourself. Or put your feet in a bucket and pulse yourself. Immediately start to pulse yourself and do it for about an hour. You may still feel a little bit like you're out of sorts, but repeat the process the next day and then start using the stuff I just mentioned or other things that you might have that may again impact your body's immune capacity to be sustained. This will go a long way in defending. First, you're disengaging, then you're adding the support. And these things also may, in fact, push out some of the nano programming or push out of the system the nanoparticulates that may carry the program. Sulfur has a chelating effect in binding with metals. So, you know, selenium has a way of pushing out certain metals like cadmium. So like I said, you know, these are things that you can use and these things you can give this to your kids as well. you may have to dilute it. And what I mean by that is, okay, let's say you made your mix here. And you taste it, it's kind of hot. Well, add a little bit more oil to it, you know, and so you can dilute it down a little bit, even if it's liquefied. And then just give them drop amounts of it, that's all. Just drop amounts. And again, if you mix it in there, let's say you're making your kids, let's say a scrambled egg or whatever, put a little bit on there, put a couple drops on the spoon, and then spread it with a knife across their egg, you know. Or let's say they've got, you give them some meat or some chicken for breakfast, you know, again, put a little bit on the meat and chicken, you know, spread it around. Because when they eat these things and it gets into their system, they're now jacked up. They're ready. Their bodies are ready to fight whatever's coming down the pipe. They're just dropping the gloves saying, let's go. Let's give it a show. You know, the immune system is geared. Give your kids cream. Give your kids eggs. Give your kids some omega-9 and some 6. That's it. Don't give them any 3s. We want to maintain the cellular integrity of the cells so that they can be more resistant to viral infections. See, the Asians eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of rice, and look what's happening. And a lot of them eat a lot of pork. And notice this. Now, again, pay attention. The pork, they had a problem with pork. Remember that? All of a sudden, they took away their main meat. Disengaged the meat that they were consuming. Now, I'm not a pork eater. I'm not a big fan of eating pork, but I mean, to each their own on that one. But the Asians eat a lot of pork. That's their meat. They took away their meat. That meant that they were weakened, or they may have weakened these people further. Notice the connection? No meat. I saw something today. I know this is going to piss off some vegans, but I don't care. I'm one of those guys that think that veganism is the dumbest thing that ever hit the planet. Well, one of the dumbest things. There was a cartoon somebody sent me of Noah's Ark. And the caption read, God saved the steak, not the lettuce. I thought it was funny. Anyway, that was my humor for today. God saved the steak, not the lettuce. Just goes to show you. Anyway, so I think, let me think here. Oh wow, we're almost there. Alrighty, geez, I realized we had that much time. I was just going through this and I got some things here. Anyway, I'm going to put a lot of these things up tonight on the pod. Check them out. They're using now, instead of CRISPR, they're using DNA to cut the genes, to cut the DNA, they're using RNA to cut the DNA, something like that. We are tampering, I mean, these guys are tampering with crap they shouldn't be fooling with. You know, when we're looking at this stuff, seriously, when we're looking at this stuff, you gotta shake your head. Nothing that you're reading today is about your benefit. When they're saying they're using something to give you a better drug delivery method, this is not for your benefit. This is a better and more effective and efficient way of poisoning you. That's what this is. When you're reading all these things that they're telling you in the medical field about the drugs and whatever, understand this is a military exercise to take you out. They have militarized the pharmaceutical industry. It goes back to the Black Sabbath song, Iron Man. Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerers, death's construction. Sorcerers, death's construction. That's the pharmaceutical industry. That's the medical field. They're using that to take you out. The song basically is telling you the game right from word one. We were thinking something else back in those days because we had no clue. This is how far advanced they were on the game plan. And we were singing the song, Generals Gathered in Their Masses, whatever, you know. Not because we got what they did, and this is the thing that pisses me off the most, for myself anyway, that I was so beyond belief stupid during that time, because we got caught up on that rebellious movement, and we got caught up on the music. And all day, we were singing the very key things that were giving us the program, and we were singing those songs like this was so cool, this was so hip. Oh yeah, man, this is, yeah, we know the lyrics, but we had no idea what they were doing. And they told you back then that they were going to use pharmacopoeia as their means of war, and they initiated that back in the 50s and 60s with those that were of European descent, lived in the suburbs, had the jobs, had the wealth, had the houses, the cars, and all that nonsense. But those people in the inner city, the ethnic people and the minorities that were there, had nothing. Then they turned the people in the inner cities against those people out there, and then they used a defining entitlement: black people and white people. As I've said many a time on the show, I have never seen a black man in my life. I've seen men of different color, but I've never seen a black man. I've never seen a white man in my life either. I've seen, again, men of different color, different shades, and different tones. But what they did is they addicted those people to Europe, those of European descent in the suburbs, and hooked them on the drugs. And then they terrorize them with people from the inner cities that were going to come and do them bodily harm. They freaked them out, got them on these drugs like Valiums and other things to reduce the anxiety and the stress and the fears that was being perpetrated. It was all done. It was all orchestrated. Then after about 20 years, colored people said, hey, it's unfair. This is discrimination. You are giving them, and we want it too. So they did. Made you a better slave, got you on the better drugs, because now they've had a 20-year time frame to refine the drug. And now you too are hooked on being a slave and drug addicted, and are being taken out by the sorcerers with their pharmacopoeia. Imagine that, eh? See, when you look back in time and you see what they did to us, and I see this generation today, they're so clueless. Like I said, if you told them to tie their shoe with Velcro, they couldn't do it. You know, they're just that stupid. But, give them a cell phone. They're there. I was watching a commercial somebody sent me about a guy who was interviewing this young gal, and he was trying to get an interview going. She's talking on the cell phone, dealing with a cell phone. And he says, I hear you got technology. You know PowerPoint. You know this. You know, no, I don't know any of that. I said, what do you know? I said, well, I know she named all these social media programs, you know. And he says, well, I need to do some research about this and this. And I may need to do. He said, oh, no problem. I'll ask Siri. He's going to ask the AI? Now he says, you got to be there at 8 o'clock sharp. He says, oh, wait, what do you mean 8 o'clock? I don't understand. You want me here at 8 o'clock? I said, I don't get ready until being here till about 10:45. And he says, well, you know, I don't think you're going to be a good fit. He says, are you, you know, he says, and then she got up and says, oh, you've been nothing but negative. You haven't been any support, blah, 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 blah. I need to talk to you, human resources. I'm going to take a mental health day or some crap. Mental health day. A mental. Finally, I thought, well, you don't work here. He says, are you firing me? He says, yeah. Perfect depiction of a millennial today. With the assumption that they can just seem to walk in and they're going to have something given to them. Opportunities come, and then you have to prove your merit, or prove that you're worth that opportunity. That's the way it works today. That's just the way it's always worked. My point is this. The program has been running for quite some time. You're going to have to understand that you've been programmed. All of us have been programmed. All of us. If you grew up in the Western Hemisphere, if you grew up in Europe, if you grew up in the Middle East, if you grew up in Africa, if you grew up in Russia, if you grew up in China, if you grew up in the Asian areas, Japan, Korea, Vietnam, Thailand, Hong Kong, Philippines, Fiji, if you grew up in Australia, New Zealand, if you grew up in South America, they have programmed Central America, they have programmed every one of us. This is where turning the other cheek comes into play here. And let me explain this to you in this regard. Because we've all been programmed, the first one you let go. The second one you deal with. And I don't mean clocking somebody and knocking them on their ass. I don't mean that at all. But sometimes you may have to tell somebody, hey, look, maybe, just perhaps, this program is running and you need to focus. And I'm not saying that to use that to manipulate people or to take advantage of anybody, because if you do that, then you're an asshole. Okay, you're not there to help anybody, you're not there to be of any benefit, you're there to, again, subjugate somebody and, you know, make them, turn them into your puppet. If you're like that, then you're not even a man or a woman, you're just something like, more like a coward. You know, another one of these bullshitters. But if you're really genuine, and you're trying to wake up, trying to help each other wake up. I let a lot of things go, trust me. But when somebody keeps on being repetitive with the same thing, after a while, I have a Mediterranean side. I keep them locked up pretty good. Most of the time, he's chained, you know, and locked behind closed doors. But once in a while, he breaks loose. Sometimes that side of me comes out. If that side of me comes out, then you might want to ask yourself this question. Why is he so pissed off? You know. Sometimes I'm not pissed off. Sometimes I'm just, you know, blunt to a point. Turn the other cheek when it comes to that. If you are with people who are awake or trying to wake up, trying to see things, okay, best thing you can do to help each other is show them the information. Show them the references. Show them where you got the data. Let them look at the data. Let them come up with their own conclusions. That's what I do in most cases. Here it is. This is what I've seen. This is what I'm showing you. This is where I got it from. Because then when you see the data, it makes it a lot easier. Then you can do the research to disprove the data. That's what I do a lot of times. I'll try to disprove the data. See if there's other things there that kind of conflict. And then I weigh out how it kind of conflicts. And if the confliction isn't really substantiated, then I go with the flow. Now, okay, let's go this way. Let's check this out for a while. Let's see what comes up. And then certain things will come along to reinforce what value you're looking at. Show each other the information. Guys like me who've been at this game for a while, and I'm not talking about the awakening game, but in the health stuff, I'm not that easy convinced of a lot of things. Somebody sent me something about stem cells the other day, and I told her the stem cell is a great idea, and I like the concept, but it doesn't live up to the hype. And most of the stuff being sold in the health food industry today doesn't really work. It doesn't. And when you ask them the question, if we're tapping into the stem cells of our bodies now, how does our bodies regenerate the stem cells back in the system? It just doesn't happen. You have to give the body something for it to be able to utilize in order to regenerate the stem cells. So, all right, where are they getting that from? Nobody to this day has been able to answer that question. So then I kind of wonder if they are actually getting anything to restore, replenish what's being used. And I've seen people use these things for cancer, didn't do nothing. Zero. Some people think they get some kind of effect. Maybe they do. I do not know. But for the most part, when it came to something dire, the substantiation or validation of the product didn't hold up. Now, some people are using this in conjunction with other products, and they see that when that happens, they may be seeing results. That is probably more doable and more realistic. But then again, you still have to question, is it the stem cell or the other things? So, like I said, I think the idea is a great idea. I just don't think we're nowhere near where we should be yet in regarding to having something that's legitimately there that works. I think we got a lot of stuff in the health food industry being perpetrated and sold as something that's going to support stem cells or whatever, but as far as it actually doing something, In my mind, the jury's still out. Some people may say it's done wonders for them. C'est la vie, if that's the case, more power to you. But I've not really seen it live up to any of the hype. Now, that goes with a lot of things today that I've seen. So, and I've seen things that work that aren't supposed to work. And I have to question, why is that working? I was told it doesn't do this. Bible says, test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Okay, that's what it says. Another thing it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of wisdom. Whatever you do, get wisdom and knowledge so you don't die a stupid death. You don't get taken out by a demonic planet. Or I shouldn't say a demonic planet, a planet that's been demonically taken over. This is for you. Alrighty, I'm always talking about people in the you know, here and now. I always talk about Brian 396 and his nano assembly photos and his data research on nanobiotech. Aromac on the channel, again pointing out health and current trends and health assaults. You got me and my stuff. I've got the Augmented Force site, I got the YouTube site, I got the BitChute site. Again, all this information will be on the listed below. And again, if you want to help these guys out, help them out, give them what you can, any way you can, as far as endorsements or whatever, you know. I'm of the mindset, you know, if you can help, great. If you can't help, great, you know, financially. If you can share the information with everybody around you, that would be of the greatest help. You have no idea. Because then the more people know what's going on, and the more people wake up to what's happening, the better solutions we may all come together to create in order to protect ourselves. That's how I see it. Alrighty. I think I took enough of your time. So until the next segment, to your health, eh? Take care.